This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci said states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown. Fauci said everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines.
Starting off from a baseline that's low enough that when we get these blips of cases, we'll be able to more easily contain them rather than have these surges of cases which tend to get out of control.
Fauci's comments came one day after COVID-19 infections in the United States exceeded 4 million, with California, Florida, and Texas grappling with sharp increases in infections. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has beseeched residents on Friday who plan to protest over the weekend to remain peaceful and not take the bait from U.S. President Donald Trump. At a news conference, Durkin asked protesters to not fall for the president's plans to target cities led by Democratic mayors as part of his efforts to portray himself as a law and order president.
Our residents should continue to peacefully demonstrate and make their voices heard, regardless of this president's threat. I stand with you, but we can't pretend that his comments are just bluster.
The decision to dispatch federal agents to American cities is playing out at a hyper-politicized moment when Trump is grasping for a new re-election strategy after the coronavirus upended the economy, dismantling what his campaign had seen as his ticket to a second term. This is VOA News. China has ordered the closure of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu in retaliation for the U.S. decision to close China's consulate in Houston, Texas. There are also calls in Chinese media and in a Twitter poll for Beijing to punch harder by shutting the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong, as President Donald Trump hints at closing more Chinese consulates in the U.S. There is speculation the United States might next shut down China's consulate in San Francisco, California, because a Chinese researcher charged by the FBI for concealing her ties with the Chinese military has taken refuge inside that facility. The European Commission has unveiled plans to create a European center to prevent mistreatment and to introduce legislation requiring online platforms to report inappropriate material related to child sexual abuse. Ylva Johansson is the EU's Commissioner on EU Security Union Strategy.
Last year, we detected 100,000 new videos in the European Union. And additional to that, a lot of pictures, of course.
Overall, reports of online child sexual abuse in the EU have increased from 23,000 in 2010 to more than 725,000 in 2019, while the European Union's Law Enforcement Agency also noted a surge in the online distribution of explicit material during the crisis. Hundreds of Israelis held another protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outside his residence in Jerusalem Friday. Israelis have held a series of demonstrations in recent weeks calling on Netanyahu to resign, citing his trial on corruption charges and his fractious unity government's poor handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Israel imposed a general lockdown when the virus cases first appeared in March, and by May had largely succeeded in containing the outbreak, but then it moved quickly to lift virtually all restrictions, and in the following weeks, cases surged. Formula One announced on Friday that it has canceled all four races to be held in the Americas due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Races in Canada, the United States, Mexico, and Brazil were originally planned for June, October, and two in November. The United States, Brazil, and Mexico are among the worst-hit countries by the pandemic. The organization said it would replace the races with returns to tracks in Europe. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.